SEN's coverage of State of Origin tomorrow is on all levels. Blues radio, neutral call, Maroons radio as well. So you'll be able to take your pick. Andrew McCulloch's going to be part of our Maroons call alongside Drury Forbes and Matty Rogers. So it'll be interesting to see how Macca can cut loose on this one. And he joins me this morning ahead of Origin 1. Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for your time.
Morning, mate. Thanks for having me on.
Does this time of the year take you back to 2018 in particular and 2021 when you played your Queensland matches? And I can imagine the nerves just a day out, particularly back in 2018 when you made your debut.
Yeah, I think so. I think obviously very nervous, more so to the fact that, you know, just unexpected. I'd never been there before. But, yeah, plenty of guys out there to, you know, will experience that over the next 48 hours. All, you know, all 34 guys will be nervous, but the guys that haven't sort of, I guess, dealt with what it's actually like is probably a little bit more daunting and nerve-wracking for those guys. But, yeah, it's obviously another game of football, but once you get into it, you sort of, all those nerves will be gone and get through the next, you know, 48 hours or so.
Expectation's a funny thing, isn't it, Macca? So how different was it to the picture that you had in your mind when you played that first one at the MCG?
Yeah, you just can't, I guess, replicate in your head or what you think might happen or how fast it must be. But, yeah, it was fast and some. So it's obviously the new rules and all that change a little bit now as well. So no doubt the game will be even quicker. And you just look like the last couple of years, how intense they are and how fast they will. It'll sort a few guys out nice and early, certainly within the middle. Yeah, they're probably used to playing 20 minutes in club football, where I think some of them might even get through 10 or 15 that first stint. So that just shows how quick it is.
Yeah, your first one, as I said, in Melbourne. So the neutral venue aspect of this, playing down at the Adelaide Oval, how much does that negate a lot of the emotion that's built into State of Origin?
Yeah, you'd have to say a little bit. I think, you know, obviously no disrespect to Adelaide, but, you know, the MCG is pretty iconic in regards to Australian sports. So, yeah, I think that in itself was still pretty... you know, the crowd number is pretty epic. I think 90,000 in that arena for itself was pretty exciting. So, yeah, I'm not sure. You know, obviously, the atmosphere at Adelaide will be quite the same, but, you know, that just counts for nothing in the sense of obviously build up personally, but teams are looking to get that result regardless and hopefully move to their, obviously, their home stadiums, you know, game two and grade three, depending on how crucial this game one is.
You look at New South Wales over the last couple of days, and I'll get your thoughts on Latrell Mitchell in just a sec, but there's the Mitchell news. There's Nathan Cleary with a wisdom tooth. They're blueing over the colour of the jumper. It's been eerily quiet, though, in the Maroons' backyard. Have you got anything for us out of Queensland camp, or is that just the way you guys like it?
No, well, it's a bit odd, really. Normally there's something going on, or someone's come down with a bug or gastro, yeah, or something. So it's a little bit odd. I don't know if I like it. Normally you need a bit of... a disturbance or a little bit of a room or something coming out of the camp, so nothing as yet, but let's hope that works in our favour. But it just doesn't seem right, does it, mate, that nothing's coming out of the Queensland camp like most years.
Yeah, that's what I mean, eerily quiet, and I wonder whether Billy Slater might have had something to do with that this second time around for him. So the news yesterday broke while I was on air with Matty Johns yesterday, Macca, and Latrell Mitchell ruled out. It was a big, big shock, obviously, and a massive reverberations around the New South Wales camp. How did it go down on the Queensland side of the fence?
Oh, well, any, you know, player of that caliber is going to be missed, and obviously an arena like that, and he lives for those sort of moments, I think. But you got to lose not the fact of, you know, it's him quite coming in filling that void. You know, he's a premiership winner. You know, he's played for some Orange, some big games. You know, he's been there before. So, you know, you can't lose sight of who they're replacing him with. You know, he's such a good player and he's been doing it for a number of years now for Penrith. So, you know, another one goes, obviously, in such a superstar that Trell is, but you got to remember that a pretty handy player's coming in to do a good job for New South Wales in a sense and replace him. So, you can't lose fact of how good of a player he is as well. And look, it happens, there's plenty of fairy tales in Origin. Whoever's come in has done a tremendous job over the years. So, yeah, I wouldn't be losing too much of sight of that. And I don't think Billy would be, he'll be reminding his players what a good player that Stephen Crichton is.
It brings in another part of the Penrith combination, another two parts, in fact, because you've got Stephen Crichton there and now Matt Burton comes into the extended squad, of course, former Panthers player as well. How much do the combinations from the Blues worry the Queenslanders?
Obviously the last few years had to play against them, but it just goes back to New South Wales team, and in those crucial moments, you only need a split moment. When you play with someone for a while, it makes it so much easier and get that understanding of when they want the ball or how they want it. You know, simple calls, and it's just split moments with things throughout the game that are so crucial when you have a combination with a player that you build up over a number of years, and that just comes into, you know, a player probably helped in his favour getting him in that centre position. But I guess if they didn't pick him, they could have gone Burton as well, who's obviously had that combination. So there's plenty of players who played together for a long period of time in that New South Wales team, and that'll be pretty crucial for them on tomorrow night.
No Dane Gagai, of course, no Kalyn Ponga there, but Gagai remains the big talking point. Is it going to be weird for you to look out? He was playing when you made your debut. Is it going to be strange for you to look out and see no Dane Gagai out there tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think so. Dane's just an Origin player. He's, what he's done for a long period of time, regardless of his club form, whenever he's put on that Maroons jersey, he's just gone to another level, and he's done it for so long. And yeah, he's got to be congratulated. You never know what's around the corner. Who knows? Game two and game three, a lot can happen. Plenty of football still to be played. So, yeah, I feel for him a bit. Obviously, there was a reason for that. I'm not particularly sure what it was. But, yeah, certainly a guy who's been so loyal and so strong for a long period of time. You got to feel for him, but it just shows the Origin jersey. I remember Billy being left out 1 year as well, so no doubt he's probably reminded Dane about that occasion. He got left out of Origin side a fair few years ago. So, yeah, different stage of your career and being disappointed. But knowing Dane, he'd be looking to bounce back and hopefully might get a shot game two or game three, depending on, you know, results and injuries as well. So, but what a player for so long.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got one debutant in Reece Walsh. I mean, absolutely electric. And his form sort of demanded that he be picked. But like I said, he pushed Kalyn Ponga essentially out of the way to do it. So captain's run today. If you were Daly Cherry Evans today, you had control of the training session and you look at Reece Walsh, what kind of G-up can you give him? Not G-up in that sense, but what kind of rev-up could you give him or a nerve settler? What would you say to Reece Walsh?
Oh, just to let him know he's deserved his spot in here. He's not here to fill in or for Kalyn or whatever it might be, and just to back the style that he's been playing. Obviously, he's there for a reason and why they've got him here. So don't change on who you are. I think you need to be any different. I think he's been there. He's been in Origin camp before, and having a mentor like Billy will only help. You know, that's the sounding board for him and what he needs to do. Billy would have been great for him. He's so crucial, especially in that fullback role. He's been in the whole situation before, and they're just the experience alone. Reece will be pretty calm at the back there, and he'll keep it simple, but also reiterate that Walsh needs to back himself, and like he's been doing club football, not to change.
All right, let's get your predictions then. I need your first try scorer, your winning margin, and your Wally Lewis medalist for this series.
I'll go Stephen Crichton, first try scorer. I'll go Queensland by three.
Yep, by three. Okay.
Wally Lewis medal. I'm going to get a big fella up front, Lindsay Collins. I think he's been playing great football for the Roosters. Been unlucky, but his form hasn't wavered. I think the big fella's built for Origin. I reckon he'll have a great series.
All right, so Crichton to score the first try, Queensland to win by three, and Lindsay Collins to take out the Wally Lewis medal for the series. You're going to be part of the Maroons call alongside Drury Forbes and Matty Rogers. It'll start 7 o'clock on our sister stations up there in Queensland and around the app as well. So you can let your Queenslander come out full bore, mate, on this coverage. Have a ball. Enjoy the game. Thanks for your time this morning.
No worries, mate. It'll be a little bit different than calling it down Sydney last year, mate. So I'm really looking forward to this one. It should be good to have plenty of blokes on my side for once, which is good.